Well, another referendum has taken place in Europe, and Italy might see more power leaving Rome and going to the northern regions. One of the main reasons for the referendum is the lack of tax money put back into the region. But is this a smart move for Italy's economy as a whole? Bertha Skingen reports.
The northern Italian regions of Veneto and Lombardy voted for more autonomy this Sunday, and it is still uncertain what that might mean for Italy as a country. Dr. Frank Moles from the University of Queensland is worried that the referendum might be a bad idea when it comes to the economy.
It's still very early days. We don't know how Rome is going to respond to this. We don't know whether this is going to be taken further. A bit similar situation as in Catalonia, of course. We were now kind of in a stalemate with a referendum result that indicates that a fair chunk of the population wants further autonomy and a central government that says, well, we're not having that. So I think what we see here is a very uncertain situation. And I think in terms of the economy, there's two stories. One is that uncertainty in and of itself has bad ramifications for the economy. For example, the rating agencies that give the Italian economy a certain rating, and it wouldn't have a great rating to begin with. But these kinds of uncertainties increase in uncertainty further, and that might affect the rating agency's judgment of how sound of an investment area Italy would be. So by downgrading Italy's creditworthiness in terms of a different rating, that could actually increase the borrowing cost of Italy, of the central government in Rome, and make a bad situation already worse.
Even though Lombardy stands for about one-fifth of the GDP and Veneto about 10%, it might still be a tricky situation, as the revenue they live off at the moment might not be worth as much as first thought.
How viable would it be for Italy to proceed without these two regions? How viable would these regions be in and of themselves, economically speaking? And that is, again, a bit of a mystery too.
After multiple referendums and polls around Europe the last few years, it might almost seem like the European Union is losing its grip.
I think the whole Euroscepticism wave has started a lot longer ago and was always sort of fringe parties, typically populist right-wing parties, or also became anti-Europe. UKIP was, of course, the clearest example of a single-issue party that was a fringe party, very successful at influencing mainstream parties, you know, even turning the tide and forcing conservatives' hands in having a referendum. Subsequently leads to the outcome we all know. So the wave of skepticism of less Europe, more autonomy is certainly not a novel one. But what's novel is the fact that it was initially nation states, the member states, that sought this kind of clawing back powers from Brussels, so to speak. And the unanticipated consequence is, of course, that the domino effect is that there's micro-states or aspiring states within member states that are now seeking the same kind of prerogatives. They are now saying, well, we don't feel a sense of belonging with this nation state, with this member state, so if you want more autonomy, we want it. And that's the story, of course, of the United Kingdom. This was also the reason why Spain was looking very carefully at Scotland. And very early on, Madrid already said if Scotland were to have a second referendum and to go it alone, we would not recognize it or we would not support its membership to the European Union. Because, of course, they had Catalonia in their own backyard, thinking that if we were supporting that and they managed to do it, the next thing we know, it's Catalonia that's aspiring to the same thing.
Small European states will find it harder to survive with globalization and international crime in the coming decades, according to Dr. Moles.
International problems require international solutions. We now seem to go back to a kind of medieval mindset of nation states that think that they are somehow superior in. But it doesn't really match up with the real world anno 2017.
Dr. Frank Moles from the University of Queensland, ending that report by Bertha Skingen.